We're continuing with Avat Chesed. We're up to the footnote of Emet. As a fact, as I love Binyan Zelvat Shayach Duadin B'Mayit Katvot Tosot V'Arosh. Then Tzich Levazbez Min Chasav Yotam Chom Shafilu Al Mitzvah Uvered. We have a similar discussion when we speak about giving a fifth and giving more than a fifth. The same discussion arises with regard to the idea that you're not supposed to spend more than a fifth of your asset, even on a mitzvah that's passing, meaning we're talking about a proactive mitzvah, a mitzvah sasei. And by the same token, just as we discussed, that you have a multi-billionaire, you know, Bill Gates, if he gives 85% of his wealth, he's not going to be poor. So how do we view a person like that? You say, don't give more than 20% of your wealth. Well, what about a person who can afford to give more? Maybe for him, he doesn't need that extra money. And for him, it's nothing, whereas for others, it's a lot. So then maybe we say, being that for other people, $1 million is a lot of money, he doesn't have to use that for a mitzvah, even though for him $1 million is not a lot of money. Warren Buffett got $3 million for lunch. Is that he auctioned off a lunch with him, and I think it went for $3 million. No.
He said that he's going to pledge most of his money in charity. I think I've been only with short of a couple of million. He's to be able to be okay, but not that much.
Yeah.
Can't be that much for
most of it. So we should contact him. Yes.
Good.
So. At any rate, that could be your project. So, do we say that being that for him it's not a lot of money, so he should use that money for mitzvah? Or do we say being that for other people it is a lot of money, he should not? The Chafetz Chaim says, I searched, umatzati, and I found, Shamagen Avraham Evisha, Nimukei Yosef Katav B'Shem Arama, Demisha Chayav Nitzchakin, Av Apichen Tzich Leosif Migiyo, Ad Shlish Bidu Mitzvah Kedei Lenaotah. That even someone who's tight on money has to be willing to add up to a third of the value of the mitzvah in order to beautify it. We say hider mitzvah. Sometimes you could fulfill the mitzvah. How much more should I spend on a better esrog? So we say up to a third of the value. Vayamshe Shlomo cholek alav. And the Maharshal, the Yamshe Shlomo, disagrees. V'katav de'en tzarech. And he says, you don't have to do that. If you're tight, if your budget is tight, so you don't have to add that third in order to get a better esrog. I used to buy estrogim for about 10 shekel, the equivalent to $3, 15 shekel. Estrogim, citron, etrog. Yes. So I used to buy etrogim for the most 20 shekel in estrog. So the most I'd pay is $5 in estrog. Okay, so for me to add a third, not a big deal. I could add another dollar and a half, $2, right? But there are people who can't afford that extra dollar or two, and most people end up spending 50 shekel or 80 shekel or 100 shekel for their esrog, so a third ends up being more money. Ve'od katav, de'efshal da'afilo ha'mitzvah atzman, tzich liknot ish kazeh, da'avelei ledidei kehon rav. And maybe a person who's so tight, maybe he doesn't have to spend that money even on the mitzvah. Forget beautifying the mitzvah, because maybe for him that's like spending the majority of his wealth. So then you see that the way we view money, how personally we view money, how much it means to that person as opposed to how much does it mean to the average person, is a machlokes. The Chafetz Chaim says, but I think we go with a more stringent opinion. Firstly, because the Maharshal suggested an opinion. He doesn't say it with definitiveness, so we go with the other opinion, who says it as a definitive opinion, and the other opinion has two rabbis on their side. And furthermore, the Jerusalem Talmud in Peah in the first chapter seems like them, Deita Sham, over there it says, so the Jerusalem Talmud says you should not go collecting if you don't own a pair of tzitzis and tefillin. If a person cannot afford to buy tzitzis and tefillin, should he go around asking for handouts in order to have a pair of tzitzis and tefillin? So the Jerusalem Talmud over there says no. But the Jerusalem Talmud over there says, if your parents need something and you can't afford to get it for them. You can't afford to help your parents. Your parents don't have heating in the winter, and you can't afford to get it for them. So then you have a responsibility to take from your time and go collecting to have the money to buy heating for your parents in the winter. That's part of Kibbutz Av V'Em. That's part of our responsibility to take care of our parents.
Can't you also collect together with that money for the
No, so the Jerusalem Talmud says you don't collect for tzitzis and tefillin, you do collect for Kibbutz Av V'Em. Haim yuchal etzamtzem mat mot migiyo kedei liknotam, ve'al yedei kiniyatam lo yitzech lasol haptachim limzonotav chayav liknotam. You see, but the Jerusalem Talmud teaches us, if you could minimize your expenses so that you will be able to purchase them, and if you purchase those tefillin, it won't impoverish you. It won't make you have to go collecting, so then you have to buy it. What does that teach us? That even though minimizing your expenses is pivotal for this person, by him you're talking about eating two slices of bread less a day. You're not talking about a small investment. So that's like the Nemuka Yosef said, that even though for him, purchasing the mitzvah costs more, it's like a huge investment, whereas other people buy a pair of tefillin and it doesn't affect how much bread they eat each day. It does affect how much bread he eats each day. Nonetheless, the Jerusalem Talmud says, or indicates, that you would have to do. So long as it doesn't drive you to a point that you have to go collecting, even though it might drive you to a point where you minimize your basic needs, that's okay, so long as it's livable. So you see, even though it's a big expense for this person specifically, the Jerusalem Talmud does not absolve him from his obligation. So the Chafetz Chaim says, you see, the Jerusalem Talmud seems to go like the Nemuka Yosef, that we do not view it on a personal level, that for him it's considered like a huge wealth to buy tefillin and mezuzos. So that's the Chafetz Chaim's first proof that we don't take into account that personal aspect. We say you have to spend the money, even though it might be more difficult for that person. Again, provided it doesn't impoverish him. Yes?
What they do mitzvah, the 30%, 20%, surely that would be 20% more than what you could buy a basic kosher one for. So if you could buy a basic kosher one for 20 shekels, that would mean that even a wealthy person, you said the people buying for 60, 80, 100 shekels, that 20% is a lot for them. But maybe they don't have to do that because they're already buying an etrog which is like 400-500% more expensive
maybe
than a basic kosher one.
So most people have a hard time finding a basic kosher one for that for much less.
Yeah.
Usually, yes. The od muchach mekidushin. Furthermore, I could prove from the Talmud in kidushin the ita sham behedya. Over there, it clearly says the afilu eno el chamisha slaim chayav befidyon aben. The Talmud over there says if you have only 5 coins, you still are obligated to redeem your son. So you're using your last 5 coins to redeem your son. V'iv shalom al sham da'kavna da'chamisha slaim uchomish min chasav. And you can't interpret the Gemara that the Gemara meant that's a fifth of your asset, those 5 coins. You'll see it doesn't work into the Gemara. So that's why it seems to me that we go like the Nemuka Yosef, that we say this is the responsibility, even though for this person it means so much more, that investment. A person still has to invest and perform the mitzvah. So that's where the Chafetz Chaim leaves us. So, okay, so we'll pick up here. Again, the Chafetz Chaim had said that if you have extra money, even though it ends up being more than a fifth, you could spend that extra money. And the Chafetz Chaim connected that to the idea that a person... a person for whom the money means more still has to pay that minimal amount. And then the Chafetz Chaim said, so a person who it means less for could definitely add on that minimal amount. Or on that maximum amount. Meaning we said a person shouldn't spend more than a fifth of his assets. What if he has a steady income and spending more than a fifth won't be a problem for him? So then it's okay, the Chafetz Chaim maintained, to spend more than a fifth of one's assets on the mitzvah of charity or other mitzvahs as he's been developing here as well. His wealth. Okay.